Hit us, Gally.
Today I'm asking, 41% of people say they've done this while waiting for a traffic light. What is it?
Check their phone.
Cush out. Stop for a minute. Check the phone. Or waiting for them to turn so they can walk across. It's not the answer, though.
Is it looked out the window and had a goo at the person in the car beside you?
Oh, yeah. What, are they were eating something or the good looking or...
Yeah, just, you know, people watching. People watch. I love people watching.
It's a great pastime. I agree. It's not the answer, though, I'm afraid. That could be a high percentage. Everyone does a bit of gooing.
You're very judgy when you people watch. You almost make up stories about people in your head. And like, yeah, I know
it,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're that type of person.
You judge the car, judge what they're wearing, judge the whole thing, go, oh, yeah.
And you don't have a clue.
Did they have a shower this morning and did they not? What did they have for their breakfast this morning? Did they have Cheerios? Did they have cornflakes? Do they have just a slice of toast? Do they have nothing at all?
Or an acai bowl. Acai bowl, or however you pronounce that.
Acai.
Acai. Acai.
Have you tasted one of them?
Yeah.
OMG, yeah, they're unreal.
It's like your chocolate story all over again, whatever you pronounced it as.
Oh, yeah. My chocolate Leonidas. Chocolates, I pronounce it Leonidas.
Scally, is it talk to themselves?
Oh, yeah. And you
it is.
No, it's
game
not.
Over.
No, it's, no, that's got to be higher. You kind of complain about someone else doing something else in the car as well. When you go, oh yeah, just go ahead and do that. Oh, why not? Yeah,
the effing agent.
Yeah, there's a lot of shouting done in cars. Like, a lot of shouting.
087-1102-107. Get a voice note in. Get a text in. Scally, one more time.
41% of people say they've done this while waiting for a traffic light. What is it?
Get in touch. We need to hear from you. Maybe you can help us out. Say it loud and say it proud.
Today, I'm asking, 41% of people say they've done this while waiting for a traffic light. What is it?
087-1102-107. Nigella is asking, is it have a conversation with the person next to them?
Oh, yeah. You do that when you drive as well, but then you might go more handsy and signals when you're actually stopped.
I'm wondering, does she mean like at the red light, she rolls down the window?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good
shout.
Why
would you do that?
You might know them.
Oh, if you knew all them, grand, yeah. But even still.
Could be the postman.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
It could be like your son. Hi, I'm 5. How old are you?
Hi, my name is Neymar.
Hanging out the window at 9:30 at night last night. Hi, I'm Jamie. I'm 5. I got a sister. She's a stinker. Hi. I'm just like, get into it.
It's not the answer, though.
Eva in Sligo says, is it that they reapplied their lippy? Oh, yes. Great shout.
Oh, yeah. You see a lot of people doing that, to be fair. No, that could be a higher percentage of the female audience. Well, unless you're wearing it as a man. It's not the answer, no.
Leah says, is it that they fantasised about winning the iRadio Summer Cash?
Ah, stop!
How'd you go on there, lad?
Jesus. Is it?
No. You do that every day anyway, not just in the car.
Yeah.
Sonia's
yeah.
asking, is it look at themselves in the mirror?
Oh, yeah. Give a good check. Or maybe go full tilt and put the visor down and use that mirror instead. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not the answer.
Okay.
Good guesses, though.
This is annoying. 087-1102-107.
41% of people say they've done this while waiting for a traffic light. What is it?
Help us out on WhatsApp, please. A text or a voice note. Last time.
41% of people say they've done this while waiting for a traffic light. What is it?
087-1102-107. Hal. Hello, Hal.
Pick their nose.
You see everyone picking the nose when you're driving past them and at traffic lights. We've got to be a higher percentage out. Great guess, though.
Disgusting. We're going to Meath here.
Good morning, iRadio. Is the answer to today's survey take out a cloth or a wipe and start cleaning your dash? Angela from Trip.
I was looking at Una's car this morning. She needs to do that a lot more when she's stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
there's
no
wipe in there.
There actually isn't, like, my car.
Use a wrapper or something.
There's just... I'm mortified of it. Like, and that's bad for me. I'm ashamed of my car. It's that bad now. I really have to just sort it out. It's stinky, like...
Is it?
I can't smell that.
In fact, you've got two kids, though.
I've got two kids, and they eat stuff and, like, mush stuff into things and... Yeah. I just rather
you'd be worse than the kids, though.
No. Amy has been in touch. She says, I used to drive a Fiat Punto 2007 and she was lit for the road, but eventually everything stopped working. So anytime I saw a traffic light, I had the chance to open the door slightly on a very hot day and let some air in. As they say, Fiat stands for fix it again tomorrow. Ooh. So it's safe to say she's in a better place now and I have upgraded to a lovely Seat Leon. But is the answer open the door?
That's so a good shout, letting some air.
Is there no air con then? Is that what Amy's saying?
She's saying the air con's not working.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Shocking.
It's the worst.
Worst.
Yeah, especially that. In this weather. This weather. It's actually bad now. Last week, though.
Good luck. Yeah.
Matthew.
Hey, Matthew here from Sligo. Just wondering if the answer the service says is you try to calculate when the light's going to turn green. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you do the countdown in your head. And it's on 3, 2, one and a half, one
off
and a quarter.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Not the answer, no. The answer is 41% of people say they've done this. It's actually people waiting at the traffic lights stood on the road. So 41% of people have pressed the pedestrian button multiple times thinking it will help speed up the process of the green man.
Guilty.
Yeah.
I hate touching under the germy germs.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Say that, but then you get in your car.
My car isn't as bad as... At least my car is my own germs and my twin germs. You know, the one... Those public ones. You just be frightened.
Yeah, it's very true.
Touching. Yeah. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
I very much enjoy this game.
Great game.
We give you a word, and every answer that you give us has to rhyme with that word. Simple.
That's it.
Simple as.
On paper, yeah.
Who have we got on the line today? Hello, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hi, good morning.
How's it going? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Tullamore today.
Yep. Are you up early because of the child? Are you up early because of yourself? Do you have to go to work? What's happening?
I'm actually working from home today, which is grand, but I have to bring my daughter to creche for 9 o'clock, so I have to get her up after this.
Ah, how old is she?
She's 2.5.
Ah, pandemonium.
Yeah, she's a head case.
We've heard that you were a bit of a head case in the past as well. Our producer Skelly was telling us about you being third in the world.
That's incredible. What are you third in the world at?
I was third in the world in karate when I was 7 years old.
Wow. You started young.
Yeah, I started at 5. Yeah.
And where were the World Karate Championships held?
That year they were actually in Ireland. They were in the National Basketball Arena. And then the next year they were in Boston, but my parents wouldn't let me go.
What could have been? You could have been an Olympian or anything.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Too bad though. They just wouldn't let me travel by myself.
And what about your daughter? Will you put her through the martial arts?
Yeah, she's going to be doing jiu-jitsu when she turns 5 with her dad, so.
Oh, and do you still practice the karate?
Hi-ya!
No, I actually stopped when I was like 12. So when you go for your black belt, you have to break a cylinder block with your hand. And I was like, no, thank you.
That's fair. A cylinder block? Is it actually like, you mean a block?
It's
block?
Like a concrete block.
Like a concrete block?
A block.
Yeah,
for your for your brown belt, you had to break a roof slate.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Una would be rubbing it. No, I don't want to break you.
I don't want, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you can shove your black belt.
I was like, I'm not breaking my hand for that. No, thank you.
That is wild. But obviously there's a way of doing it where you don't feel the pain.
Yeah. Now, like, obviously, there's a lot of people that do it, but I was only, like, 12. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, so, Laura, are you ready to play Rhyme It, where you could win the contents of my drawers? And there's
a
lot of goodies in there this week, let me tell you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll take them.
So what's going to happen is... We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Before we hit the timer, Una is going to give you the key word, and you must... rhyme all your answers with that keyword. Fair enough?
Yep, perfect.
Okay.
So your word today, Laura, is zone. Z-O-N-E, zone.
Perfect.
Ready. Steady.
Ready.
Go.
I stood there by myself. I was all what?
Alone.
A radio presenter speaks into a what?
Microphone.
Another word for a pebble.
Stone.
A whipped ice cream can sit on a wafer what?
Cone.
Another word for giving out.
Moan.
A dog loves to chew on a what?
Bone.
Young people are now addicted to their mobile what?
Phone.
A king sits on his what?
Throne.
Some people call it a scone.
Oh, time. Wow. Eight.
New high score, Laura.
That was a world champion performance, Laura. Well done, kid. So
thank you.
That was 8 altogether. That's the highest score of the week.
Yeah, third in the world at karate. First in the world at Rhymus.
Woohoo!
I'll take that new title with pride.
And we won't make you smash any bricks with your hands.
But you do have to go rummaging through Una's drawers. That's the only thing.
That won't be too bad. She always has good goodies.
I do. Yes, I do. Could be a pair of tickets in there for Shania Twain as well. Woo! Just saying.
Oh, yes, please.
Loads of purple snacks and iRadio goodies too.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
It's my favourite time of the week because Una O'Carroll is up doing a little bit of prank calling.
A little bit of pranking. So, Colm got in touch with me recently and he wanted me to prank his sister-in-law, Tara. Tara in Sligo. Now, Tara's currently on a career break. And she wants to extend it until September.
Right.
So I ring her with the bad news that not only can she not extend it, she needs to come back to work ASAP.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Tara Kelly, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Tara. My name is Mary Murphy. I'm calling there from the HR department of the HSC.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. We are looking after all sabbaticals and career breaks in the Western region at the moment, Tara.
Yes.
So you are due back to work in August.
September. I've contacted my manager the other day to inform him I intend to return.
So you're probably not in the loop about the way things have been extremely difficult in employing and retaining staff. There's just a huge shortage of staff at the moment. So the executive has had to take, I suppose, really the unprecedented decision to call all employees on a sabbatical to come back to work earlier than they had planned. You've been informed of this, no?
No, I haven't, no.
God, I'm sorry now, Tara, but we actually need you to come back at the end of the month or at the very latest, the start of July.
Is this a joke? No, it's just someone hanging me on a joke.
No, it's just policy at the moment. I know it's unfortunate to kind of have to row in together. I'm pretty sure you should have gotten a letter about this.
No, I never got anything, no. Not an email, a letter, no.
Right. How are you fixed?
I'm not great because obviously my children are leaving off to holiday. It's been July and August in school, so that's why I took the career break. So who am I speaking to again?
Mary Murphy. I don't think there'll be any getting away from this. I've had to contact several people already today and I've had to have very uncomfortable conversations with them, but they had all received the letter though.
No, I haven't received anything, no. And my managers have never spoken about it either.
I suppose really, like, if you just focus on how lucky you were to even get the career break, that's the perks of the public sector, like the poor devils in the private sector having to hope.
Yeah.
We have to row in behind our leader, you know. I know the fear will be massive now going back to a job you haven't done in 2 years, but I suppose just think of it as a challenge. And after the first week or two, you'd be grand. There's no I in team, Tara.
I have been approved up until September, so I'm not in a position to go back.
Yeah. I don't think that now. I will send you all of the information I have and I'll get Anthony to give you a call.
Sorry, who's Anthony?
Anthony McMahon is actually my team leader.
Okay.
You've probably heard of him.
No, I actually haven't, no.
Have you heard of Colm? Colm, your brother-in-law.
Sorry?
Hi, this is Una from iRadio. Colm put me up to this, your brother-in-law.
I was thinking, I was like, someone's having me on here.
Oh, Tara, sorry, I was starting to feel bad there now.
I'm here in pennies and Sligo.
I am such a bitch at times, but listen, do you know what? It's my job.
That's so funny.
Una, you are so mean.
That wasn't mean.
That was so mean. You know, imagine someone told you that after that you would have to come back way sooner than expected.
But imagine the relief Tara felt when I told her it's just me having the crack.
True.
And a joke. She'd be like, oh, phew, what a great day.
You know what I've realised?
So really, I'm brightening up her day.
I've realised with this, there's two things. People across the country called Mary Murphy, when they get rang by people and they say, my name's Mary Murphy, people just hang up on them because you use Mary Murphy a lot.
Will you stop now? Because anyone will be like, shh, be quiet.
Well, just change the name.
No, I'm not. Mary Murphy is my name. Mary Murphy. No.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Get it off your chest. Who's been in touch?
Ava in Monaghan has been in touch. Ava says, hey gang, just hoping to get your thoughts on a situation I'm in my flat chair. I was living with my bestie up until last month when she moved in with her boyfriend. A girl I work with has moved in now and I'm not impressed with her bathroom hygiene.
Ooh.
She leaves the bathroom in a complete mess after she showers. She never, and the never is in caps, so she's shouting, she never, and I mean never in caps again, sprays the shower down after she uses it. And there's shampoo and shower gel all over the place. She just leaves it there in a state.
Mm.
The thing is, she's head of the team I work in at work, so I don't know how to broach it with her without making things awks. It's driving me crazy, though. It sets me off every morning and puts me in bad form. Has anyone else been in a situation like this, and what should I do? Ava.
That is so difficult. The most difficult part of that is that she's above you in work.
I really don't think there's anything to be cranky about in this situation. You just spritz it down yourself if it's driving you that mad. Do you know what I mean? Take an extra 5 minutes.
Brian, just picturing, right? I remember in college when I would go in and someone had used the shower already. And the floor would be soaking wet. I know it's not the same thing, but I hate when people don't leave the bathroom in the exact same way that it was. It was.
Yeah, you're uptight.
I'm not uptight. I'm not uptight. And Ava isn't either. Be nice. Like, Ava got in touch looking for your advice.
Ava, I totally... Well, my advice is just to get a spritzer. Do you know what? I never even heard of this. Maybe there's something wrong with me. There probably is. But the first time I heard about that you're supposed to spritz down a shower was when I was in college and I was living with this woman. And she said to me that you're not spritzing the shower down after you use it. You need to start spritzing it. And I'm like, oh God, sorry. I never even heard of that. Like... Am I on my own here?
What is spritzing? Are we just talking about spraying it down?
Yeah.
Because a lot of other people say, you know that thing, like it's like a scraper down the glass.
Oh, the thing is for window cleaning.
Yeah. They say that you should do that as well.
In a shower?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not joking. People say that you should be doing that to keep the glass clean. I don't do it. But people would get
Do
a
you spritz the shower after you use it?
Tell me, I'm not dirty, you see, you know.
What do you mean you're not dirty? But like, if you're in the shower, it's supposedly a thing that after every shower, you need to wipe it down.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, yeah.
I wouldn't,
okay,
even if I was asked to.
Yeah, even if you're in someone's house.
No, I wouldn't. But what I'm saying is, right, like, Ava's clearly got a problem here. That's why I'm saying, like, this is her situation. This is her problem. I particularly wouldn't have this much of an issue.
Oh, do you know what she should do? She should be like, oh my God. You should start the conversation, Ava, and be like to your flatmate, oh my God, I found the best shower cleaner. Oh my God, you're going to love it. Wait till I show you. And then make a big deal about it and bring her in and be like, look what I found. Look, this is what. And see how well it works. And just give her that little subtle hint.
Yeah. Another way you could go about it maybe is you say to the girls, you say, oh, this morning I walked into the shower and the absolute state of it. And you exaggerate how bad it is. And you just say to the group setting, just say, excuse me, the next time you have a shower, would you mind just spritzing it down? That might be a way of going about it.
To the group? What are you talking about? There's only two of them in the flat.
Yeah, the two of them. It's just the two of them.
Just the two of them.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what makes it even more aux. Ha! 087-1102-107, please help Ava out.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Because me and Mickey clearly can't.
Oh, yeah, there's only the two of them. I was thinking it was one of the girls from work and another girl.
No, it's just the two of them.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Yeah, and she's her team leader at work, so how is she going to broach this?
087-1102-107, a text or a voice note. What should Ava do?
So Ava is having a nightmare in her bathroom. Her work team leader has moved in with her. And Ava is really, really upset and angry that she never, and I mean never, sprays the shower down after she uses it. And there's shampoo and shower gel all over the place. She just leaves the bathroom in a state and she doesn't know how to broach it with her because she's her team leader at work and it's very awkward, but it's putting her in a bad mood every morning. Dear Mid has been in touch. She said, I've never heard of spritzing a shower. I can understand getting rid of spilled shampoo or shower gel though. Yeah, the spritz in the shower, apparently you have to, after you shower, you have to spritz it down with a spray. Keep it clean. You do it, Donald, don't you?
I wouldn't have a spritz down, but I'd spray the actual shower around it to make sure shampoo and stuff's gone.
Well, you do spray it then.
Not with the shower head.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I don't use a different thing. I just use a shower
head.
Okay, clean it down.
Tomas is also in touch. Move out... Regardless of the shower situation, it's never good to live with co-workers. Never ends well in my experience.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. 087-1102-107. What should Ava do in this situation? Get over herself or address the situation. Get in touch and let us know. Ava in Monaghan has got in touch and she's not particularly impressed with her co-worker who doesn't sit in the shower.
Basically, yes. So she, a girl that she works with has moved into her house. She says she's not impressed with her bathroom hygiene. She leaves the bathroom in a complete mess after the showers. She never, and I mean never, sprays the shower down after she uses it. And there's shampoo and shower gel all over the place. The thing is, though, and here's the juicy bit, she is head of the team I work with at work. So I don't know how to broach it with her without making things awks. But it is driving me crazy and it sets me off every morning and puts me in bad form.
087-102-107. June in RD said, Ava sounds a bit posh for my liking. Dot, dot, dot. The only spritz I've heard of is an Aperol. That's so fair. That is so fair. I haven't heard of a spritz either.
Very good. Emer's been in touch. I live with a co-worker before. Worst decision ever. She was a pain in the backside that never contributed anything to the house. I couldn't speak to her at work and I ended up quitting my job.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
See, living with co-workers.
No, bad idea.
Yeah. I've considered over the years working with some people that have worked in here and I'm so glad that I haven't. I love everyone in here, don't get me wrong. When you're living on top of each other as well as in the office with them 9 to 5, that's difficult.
It's the same when you live with your best friends as well though. Like, I mean, I shared a room with one of my best friends in Prague for 6 months and we nearly killed each other. She got so angry one night, she got my Rice Krispies that I had in the room and emptied them all over my bed.
Oh, you definitely didn't deserve it. There's no way. You're a princess to live with.
She locked me out of the room that night. I was banging on the door. I had to go stay somewhere else. So it is difficult.
Yeah, I told you before that myself and Shane from EL Shenanella, that Shane, we had to live in a hotel room for a week. I nearly killed the man. And I love him with all of my heart. Like, I adore Shane, but I nearly killed him.
Were you sharing a room?
Yeah, sharing a room for the full week. Man. This was Sunday night until Friday night. This
and he's a messy man.
Messy man.
Messy man.
Look at him in the office. He's the messiest man going.
Yeah, see, I'm messy as well, so I get that. Okay, so Keith, we need some advice for Ava in Monaghan. What's she going to do?
Yeah, is co-workers the way forward? Should you be living with your co-workers?
Nah.
087-1102-107. Get it off your chest.
So Ava has been in touch. She is living with her team leader at work. The team leader has just moved in with her and she's very upset about said team leader's bathroom hygiene because she doesn't spray down the shower after she uses it and there's shampoo and shower gel all over the shower and every morning Ava goes in and it puts her in bad form and sets her off that she used to clean it and she doesn't know how to broach it with her because it's her team leader at work. Why are you living with your housemate?
Difficult. Emma in Foxford, what you reckon? 087-102-107 by the way to get in touch.
I don't know what's worse, either living with a co-worker or working with family. I don't know which would be worse because if you're working with family, you're technically living with them as well. So that could be a bit worse than not having to see them at family events after a big bushed up at work.
After a big bushed up.
Bushed up.
That's a proper Mayo accent.
That's a great would you rather question as well.
Would you rather live with a co-worker
or work with family?
Yeah. That is a great one, rather.
Tricky one.
Who else is getting in touch? We've got Orla. I already read half her message out. She said, is the shower situation that deep? She goes, if that's the only thing to complain about a housemate, you're very lucky. Try having a housemate that doesn't clean up after making dinner every evening.
That's not okay.
Absolutely not okay.
Well, I mean, if she cleans it the next morning, then it's fine.
No, it's not.
Am I rage baiting? No, I'm not. You see, things like that, they don't bother me.
Oh, you're just so loosey-goosey. Nothing bothers you.
Oh, no, stuff bothers me. Donald bothers me.
But the way Una lives her life in a house, I could never live with you.
I bother Donald.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, yeah. But like, in fact, you couldn't clean up dinner till the next day. I'd be like, get this sorted. Because if I then make dinner after you, I'm like, well, I've stuck with all this rubbish around the place.
Oh, yeah. But you see, I don't have housemates to worry about now. Like, the twins can't cook for themselves yet, my 5-year-olds. So they just have to, you know. They're not going to be cooking after I have the dinner, so it's fine. Clean up the next day. It's all good.
087-1102-107. Is Ava being a little bit dramatic here? Do you have worse housemates than what she has?
Yeah, there definitely has been worse housemates than that.
Like, all it is just not spritzing
the shower. Yeah, but I suppose some people have their standards.
It gets annoying.
You see? There you go.
So yeah, my girlfriend does the thing. I don't know how you manage to get shampoo all around the shower. Like, I don't know how you do it. You get washed, put the shower on your head. put the shampoo on your head and have a wash and then sound. But yeah, I get in and it's just like, right, she's painted the walls with shampoo. And I'm like, just wash it down when you're done.
Does it bother you?
Yeah.
It bothers you?
Yeah, because I'm like a clean freak in general. But I just spray it all down after her. I've just got used to, right, it's something I'm going to have to do now, so fine.
Okay, so you're chill now with that?
Just in the I'm just getting on with it, yeah.
You're just getting on with it. See, that's good.
Bit of meditation, that's all that's needed.
Yeah.
Voice note or a text. Get involved in the conversation. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest. Let's wrap this baby up. Ava in Monaghan.
So Ava is living with a work colleague. The work colleague is actually her team leader at work. And she has really bad bathroom hygiene, according to Ava, because she doesn't spray down the shower after she uses it. And every morning, Ava goes into the bathroom and she's left at the scene in the shower and it's driving her crazy. But she doesn't know how to broach it with her because she's obviously her team leader at work and it could get awks.
Ava, because you're my friend, I've never met you, but because I'm your friend, I'm going to be honest here. The consensus on WhatsApp is that it's a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. And also, what are you doing moving in with your boss, essentially?
It's crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Never. Yeah. The boss going to be on an even bigger power trip living with you.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Being micromanaged all the time.
Yeah,
like in work and at home.
But maybe like she's actually friends, good friends with the boss, and it's just. But like. Yeah, bad idea. Bad idea, good. Ava. No,
Nicola, you get the final word on this.
It might sound a bit pedantic, but maybe a set of house rules need to be brought up together, and then maybe niggles that both of you have might come up, and it might help with getting everything done. I can't really say much. I'm a bit of a hypocrite because my husband's always moaning at me for not cleaning down the shower or spraying it with spray afterwards, or regularly at least. Bye, guys. Love the show.
What a self-aware queen.
Yeah, thanks, Nicola. House rules, I hate that word. No, I lived with a French girl before and she was really nice, except this one time she called a meeting for house rules and she said she had been measuring the sugar and she knew I was taking it.
No.
Yes. I was like, come on.
That sounds like you, though.
My God, never trust the French.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.